This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
I really want to call 8 the demand.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like I said, if you're good, you get at least 8. 7 will buy you another year of getting your guys in there and all that stuff.
If we win fewer than 6, I'll never watch another game. I will never watch another game. I'll never watch another game in my life if we win fewer than 6.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
If we win fewer than 7, I'll never watch another Pruitt game. If we go 6-6, I'm not watching another game until we get a new coach.
A man has to have a code, and I respect it. The 6-1 seems a little aggressive.
If we win 4 or fewer, I will end my life. If we win fewer than 4, I'll take everyone with me as well. So everyone in this room and me.
On 1340 WKGN.
So hopefully we don't win 3. You guys better hope we do better than 3-9, or we're all in trouble then.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Here's some headlines, Robin.
Going to start with Carlton Azzard. Kind of cool news for him, man. He was the NFL's top-selling jersey after he came out gay after, what was that, 2 days ago? Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Two days ago. Top-selling jersey in the NFL. Kind of cool. Showing a little respect to him for, you know, standing up and showing the bravery.
No, there's an outside element of the LGBTQ, but it's cool to see like a defensive lineman also be one of the top selling.
Yeah, for real.
I'm glad he could outsell Tebow.
I mean, is Tebow still up there, still second?
Right.
Speaking of Tim Tebow, of course they have the tight ends university going on today, John. Big stuff, exciting stuff. All the biggest, best tight ends in the NFL. Going to be having a little camp. Is kids coming to this? Is that what this is? Is this like a kids camp for tight ends? Is that what we're doing? Do we know the...
Buddy, I don't know.
I think it's just a bunch of tight ends getting together and like practicing.
Their say, I mean,
I
roughly...
think some younger guys.
But. Yeah, it says roughly 45 to 50 tight ends from across the NFL are planning to attend a 3-day retreat is what they're calling it.
I think they're just all like practicing.
All together,
together
to chill, like, train, practice. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's not really... kid friendly or whatever, but yeah. Either way, speaking of Tebow, though, George Kittle got asked, you know, why not invite old Tebow? He's a tight end now, and yeah, I guess he had a pretty fair response. Pretty much just said, if I can't invite every tight end, how do I invite a second or third string guy on a team that's, you know, only been playing tight end for what, a couple months, a few months now. He said, nothing against Tim Tebow. I hope he has an incredible year. Hope he has 10 touchdowns, blah, blah, blah. But he also said, it's hard for me to invite someone that just started playing the position. Think Tebow should have gotten an invite, John?
No.
Still a tight end?
No, he isn't.
Tebow hanging out with Tebow to retreat? I think that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah. Be
that would be
time.
Terrible.
You know of any of your Cowboys going? Like, is Dalton Schultz or?
Don't think so. Don't think any of our Cowboys tight ends made the cut.
Damn, Blake Jarwin didn't get an invite.
Oh, no, he's actually working with his quarterback, working with the team, which seems a lot more productive than working with 40 other tight ends.
Oh, yeah, the best in the
throwing
game.
Throwing the ball around. Like, what the hell are they doing?
Learning your craft from the best in the NFL?
Learning your craft.
I mean.
Learning your craft. What do you learn?
Do other quarterbacks not want to play it? Hang out with other good quarterbacks?
Learn how to block like Kittle. Like Kittle's just an aggressive
player. You would want
tips
from the best
blocker.
Best, like, if you were, you know, that's like your job. You would feel like somebody that's at the top of the game and is the best at it. You'd want some advice from them. I feel like that'd be cool to be cool with them.
What's John? Let me ask you. What would be more productive, working with another tight end at a camp where no other quarterbacks are at, where it's being called a retreat, or working with your quarterback in the offseason and working on timing and routes and just, you know. Throwing around with your quarterback, your team.
Oh, yeah, 3 days. That's going to kill your whole time in the summer to go work with
I'm
your
just
quarterback.
Saying, which would be more productive? It just seems kind of pointless. A retreat? Like, what?
That's why your tight ends aren't there, because they have that same mindset.
For now? Isn't that why they're all doing this?
I don't feel like either one's going to help.
You don't think throwing...
Like Jarwin get any better, or Dalton Schultz. I feel like it's kind of over for them.
I'm just kind of talking about tight ends in general. Yeah, we didn't have to specifically talk about Blake Jarwin, who, by the way, is... Gonna have a breakout year this year. Can't wait for that.
I mean, I would rather work out with my quarterback. You are right.
Is everybody's on the Cowboys offense gonna have a breakout year this year? Is that what's gonna happen?
It's a pretty damn loaded offense.
Yeah,
Cam.
So everybody's
maybe.
Gonna have a
Cam, maybe.
Cam finally figured out. Yes.
Wow.
That is exactly what's going
wow.
to happen.
Man, DJ Moore's still gonna be better. That's
I got a headline for you, Cam.
Okay.
Arthur Smith considering the Julio Jones trade a win-win. You buying that? Came out and said we need the issue with the cap, and then obviously the cap went down this year, coming off the bizarre year with the pandemic. The cap actually shrunk, so we knew there were going to be some big decisions we would have to make. The way everything worked out, we feel pretty good, he says. We feel like it was a win-win with the salary cap and Julio going to Tennessee and us right now being able to solve our short-term issue with the cap.
Us being able to sign our rookies. I mean, he's right. It's a win. Yeah, I mean. Julio gets to go to a team that can win the Super Bowl, and they get to have Kyle Pitts get signed. So, I mean, yes, it's a win-win.
Arthur Blank's basically a politician. He just says what needs to be said, so.
Whatever.
Thank you, Arthur.
That was Arthur Smith, by the way, that said that.
That's what he said.
Oh, I thought you said Arthur Blank.
No,
I may have
said
Blank, but.
No, you said Smith.
Okay, either way. Speaking of receivers, you see it as a win-win, Cam, when you know as the dust has settled here in the couple weeks ago now that this trade went down.
I still wish harm upon the whole city of Nashville.
Okay, okay,
that's unfortunate.
It is.
Watch out for the news, guys.
OBJ getting after it, ready in the lab. Do you guys see him? What
no,
do we need to make a big deal out of people running on these treadmills really, really fast?
No, because the treadmills aren't accurate. They're not accurate.
I always wondered, do we really need to make a big deal?
These high school kids whoa, they're running 20 miles per hour. No, they're not. It's all garbage.
I mean, do we not learn a lesson with, here locally with Jalen Hurd running really fast on that treadmill one time? Really fast?
Should have.
Wasn't that a thing?
Yep.
Did he?
Yep, it was.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and everyone's like, wow, he's going to win the Heisman.
Did he? Did he win the Heisman, John?
He did not win the Heisman.
No.
Wow. Disappointing. Other kind of NFL news, staying in the NFL a little bit. The domestic violence charges dropped against former Washington football team running back Darius Geis. Remember that guy? He had all those, kind of tough charges. Had four misdemeanor charges, including three counts of assault and battery. All dropped after a settlement was reached with his ex-girlfriend. So, any chance this guy makes it back in the league? I feel like it was such a bad, especially with the stuff still going on at LSU, right? With him being at LSU?
Seems over.
I think his ship has sailed.
Seems over.
Okay. We've seen other guys come back. You never know. Klay Thompson, speaking of coming back, we saw him back on the court wearing the headband. Little headband, Klay. Apparently.
Yeah, it was weird seeing him in a headband.
Yeah, what did you think about that? Kind of
probably just was it going for, his hair looked a little longer too. Maybe he was just going for something funny.
Something kind of goofy.
He headbanded up for that amazing playoff game he had, right? He was bleeding and then he covered it up with the headband, and that's when he hit the 11.
Oh, maybe.
You might be right. He did post on his Instagram. Dub Nation, I still have a really long, long way to go, but my goodness, it felt so dang good to get up and down and see the ball go through the net. Can't wait to burn them down next year. Big milestone for me this week. So I'm assuming it's the first time he's been able to get back on the court. Full activity, kind of sounds like.
I guess so.
What do we make? You think a big comeback is in store?
I do.
John?
I think the Warriors have a really good chance of getting back into the top three or four of the West with just by getting Klay back and maybe move James Wiseman, maybe move that number 7 pick. Be curious to see how they approach this because I feel like they should go after a star, or try to go after somebody.
I was
going to
say, what do you do with that 7th pick?
Wiseman didn't fit. They were kind of caught in the middle of hey, we want to make sure we have a good young player, but also James Wiseman gave them absolutely nothing for what their team did last year. They kind of benched him. Was like, hey, you're not ready yet type of thing. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm a rookie. It's going to take a while to develop. And if I'm them, I'd probably just sell and try to get a good young player like a Bradley Beal or a Ben Simmons or somebody that could, kind of fit both Steph Curry timeline, as he still has some years left to maybe win a championship, while also being young enough to still be on the team in, 3 or 4 years when Steph's gone.
Yep.
Doesn't sound like James Wiseman or whoever they're going to get number 7 would fit that. But I digress.
We will see. Big year. Other NBA news, kind of NBA. Did you guys see that Vanessa Bryant worked out the whole settlement, the whole lawsuit against the pilot and the owners of the helicopter that crashed last year.
I
guess this is kind of good to just get this. I guess like just kind of
move on.
Yeah, move on more than anything.
I didn't see any details. Like, I'm sure it'll be private. We don't know like.
No,
much.
Yeah, there wasn't much. Yeah, much released. So.
Yeah, like you said, it's just nice to kind of move past it and.
Because I mean, having to deal with that the whole time during this, that's got to be kind of tough. So, like you said, maybe good news there, and wanted to get to also big news. Jemele Hill, did you guys see that Spotify?
I hate Jemele Hill. She gets on my nerves.
You don't like Jemele Hill?
Who is she? I don't.
The
know.
ESPN.
Okay.
Woman, she was what? She had the show with Mike. Was it Michael Smith? Was
Numbers
that his name?
Never Lies. What started it? Was out, and then it went to his and hers, and then they go on the.
Is his name Michael Smith? Is that
yeah.
right? Okay.
I don't like Michael Smith either.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of him.
I thought they both were just very corny.
Right. But apparently, she is going to be partnering with Spotify. Spotify getting around, man. Getting some of the. I mean, you got Call Her Daddy. Now you're getting in with Jemele Hill as well. They're going to be launching a podcast network for Black.
Joe Rogan, Bill Simmons. I mean, they've spent out a bunch of money.
Yep.
A bunch of money.
To launch a podcast network for Black women ran by Black women called the Unbothered Network. So that'll be interesting to see. Is she still at ESPN right now?
No.
Okay,
ESPN
I was about to say, I knew that relationship kind of went under a little bit.
Paid her a big chunk of change to go away as they kind of reshaped and got rid of some of their more, as you political people. They're more outspoken people that didn't want to stick to sports.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, good batch of headlines. Stick with us. Talk sports. Fan Run Radio. I guess it's become official that Malachi Wideman has entered the transfer portal. We knew last week that he had left the program. I guess we haven't really talked about what went on with our quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Between yesterday's baseball preview and just not really caring about Tennessee football right now. But Caden Salter snitched on himself.
It was nice knowing you.
You think that's it for Caden Salter?
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's over, man. Come on. It's over.
Getting caught. Getting
it's twice. It's two. It's two different things.
I don't even guess he got caught with weed, but I guess the story, the report was they had thrown weed out the window and the cops had pulled him over. He gets read his Miranda rights, I guess, and then like it had been said, like, hey, we also threw some weed out. Like, I don't know exactly how that went down, but.
Yeah.
What?
He admitted that they threw some weed out the window. I guess he was scared they were going
to
find
it. After they said you have a right to remain silent? Don't actually do that. They don't actually read Miranda rights. That's not really a real thing.
What?
They don't have to actually do that. It's like implied.
Wait, really? I thought that was like
they don't actually have. No, that's just what the cop shows tell you. They don't actually like legally have to.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sometimes Cam says stuff, and I'm not sure they're sure, but he's always very confident, and
yeah,
I believe him.
Isn't like 21 Jump Street though? He didn't read his Miranda rights at the beginning.
Yeah. I don't know if 21 Jump Street would be the my go-to authority on it.
No, I don't think they actually like have to.
It was a whole court case about it.
Are you sure it wasn't the?
It was like U.S. versus Miranda. That was the whole reason that happened.
According to MirandaWarning.org, Miranda rights are only required when the police are questioning you in the context of a criminal investigation and hope to or desire to use your statements as evidence against you. Otherwise, Miranda doesn't apply. So if they're just arresting you for having weed, I don't guess they have to read that to you, according to the Google pop-up of MirandaWarning.org. I was going to say, I think, I was wondering if Cam maybe had gotten it confused with the TV shows and movies telling you that you have to tell them, they have to admit they're a cop if you ask them.
Cops are allowed to lie to you for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, But yeah, once they if they're reading you your Miranda rights, that means they're about to start questioning the mess out of you. That means don't say anything.
Yeah.
Come on, Caden. What's your parents been teaching them? No offense to them, but come on, that's like...
Well, just don't get any
like as a black man in America, like that's one of the things that like you get taught kind of stuff like that growing up, like don't talk, like you know you just know there's like rules.
He was just bonding with one of his offensive linemen. That's all he was doing.
Alex Caruso can survive. Do we think that Caden Salter can? Draven, you say he's gone.
No, it's over. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, I mean he may not be like gone, but he's never gonna play football here. I don't even think he'll ever touch the field. Probably gonna end up transferring, especially like you gotta think, man. We're still got these NCAA sanctions coming. Like we gotta be goody two shoes over here for the next couple years. And that's kind of the big reason why we hired Heupel, right? The guy that does no wrong. So like yeah, there's no way this is going to end well.
It seems to be an uphill battle for him to be a contributor here.
Yeah.
It seemed that way after the legal trouble. Like, he had just gotten reinstated. Like, to me, that's just the hardest part of it, obviously, is that you've just gotten reinstated and you're already back in trouble with a new coach, which I guess, you know, you haven't had a coach before, so like Pruitt's your coach, but you committed to Pruitt. You enrolled here before Heupel was even in school.
Not smart. Not smart.
And like, whatever. Smoking weed. You can, you know, argue whether that's bad or not. But at the end of the day, you're like a quarterback who has super high expectations, man. Like, I don't know. Do you think this is just a wrong crowd situation? Or you think, like, because, I mean, obviously we didn't hear about any trouble coming in to Tennessee from, like, high school or anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
So I wonder if it's just like he's just in with the wrong people or what? Because you, like, you're quarterback, man. You can't be riding around doing this. Like, you just can't. You just can't. Especially, like you said, you just got reinstated. You just got out of the doghouse, man. Like, jeez.
There probably is a bigger conversation to be had about that, like with the quarterback position, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's any other position, you probably say, okay, you had a little weed, whatever. We like guys with a little edge to us. Oh, we're back. The Fulmer Cup. We're recruiting the right guys. You know all the jokes. But, like, at the quarterback position, it's probably should be looked at a little different. Like, you got to be a leader at that position.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to be a leader at that position. You can't be somebody that, I mean, again, you just got suspended. You missed spring practice.
Is he still 17, by the way? Or is he actually 18 now?
I have no.
Because he was 17 when he first got in trouble, correct? Or am I wrong on that? Because, like, he got.
I want to say that's.
Because we talked about him being a minor.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know when his birthday. No, because he got mad that they didn't wish him a happy birthday.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Remember, he got mad at the University of Tennessee's Twitter account, the football account.
While he was literally in the doghouse at the time.
He's so fast this time, I feel like.
Because he was 18 this time. Yeah. I'd say that's probably accurate. But I do remember now that he got upset that they didn't wish him a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Amari McNeil also linked to this. You said he's an offensive lineman,
yes.
Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Is this a guy that we have any expectations for? I'll be honest, I've never heard the name of Amari McNeil before this.
Early signing period in December.
Okay, so from this class?
Yes.
Early signing period maybe gives me a little more hope. Nope, number 795. Okay, the 795th ranked prospect.
God, yep, he's 795th.
Sucks, man, I hate Tennessee football.
How far do these prospects go, man? How long of a list do we have? 795.
I want to say I've seen someone. I want to say I've seen someone like in like the 1500 range. Like I want to say like I don't know how far it goes, but I want to say I've seen that far.
I wonder how many stars would like a 1500 prospect
just be? Still a three. I'm pretty
still
sure.
Still a three,
man. Just get ready. Josh Heupel's gonna make you just see how just low these rankings go.
Okay.
We're gonna find
Let's see it, Josh.
Break.
Come on. Let's see it.
This program just can't get right.
What can you do, man? Like, this ain't their fault.
Whose fault? Heupel's fault?
Yeah, or just, I mean, the football program in general. Like,
I mean, the football program in general is their fault. It's just a bad culture. I mean, I don't need to go down the list of, like, who the leader on this team is. Like, there's not one. Right? I mean, is there anybody you know over there right now that you would say is a leader? Like, I mean, that's not even me criticizing anybody over there. There might be somebody over there that's trying, but, like, you know, we don't know the names. There's no, like, who's the best returning player? We don't have anybody that's the best returning player. I mean, like, you know, the only guy over there I really like as a prospect is, like, Jalen Hyatt. But, like, I mean, he's, can't say he's the best player. He had, like, 6 catches last year.
I'm trying to figure out what Salter was doing. Like,
running around smoking weed, bro.
He's driving around without a license.
He was paranoid.
He was driving without a license for one, so you should already be on top of your game. Two, if you're without a license, why in the world would you be driving with no taillights on? That's another flag. And if you already have those two things going on, why do you have weed in the car, man? Like, what are you doing? Oh, my gosh.
Whatever happened with his first suspension, too, whether or not he was a part of it, his name got cleared pretty quickly, so I don't know if they were just giving him favoritism or if he was actually innocent or whatever. But he found himself in a situation where he was with teammates or, teammates and friends going to allegedly, like, rob a drug dealer, like, and beat up a drug dealer.
oh, McNeil's from my hometown.
Like where they busted on somebody and try to like rob probably a couple hundred bucks of weed. Like yeah. If you're Caden Salter, you have to be smarter. Again, like it's you're the quarterback of a program. Like you right now he's on the path to being Brent Schaefer 2.0 without ever actually playing. Man.
Like you think there's any chance at all like he plays. Like, the only hope at all is like towards the end of the season when like we're just absolutely terrible and just looking for some sort of spark. Well, like, that's the only possible way. And even then I would say like we still have other quarterbacks on the team right now. Like
sure.
You know, it's not like he was a guy that was gonna be a set starter anyways. Like he was gonna be competing with Maurer, who's, you know, showing a little bit of leadership at least, trying to.
Just been there at this point.
Got Joe Milton coming in too. Anybody, any word on Milton? How he's looking? Anything like that?
Still garbage, probably.
Was it Hendon Hooker that they did their little photo shoot with? I guess they're trying to just help brands. But I saw a Vol Football photo shoot with Hooker where they're showing off like his Jordans and like what he's wearing and like doing like a fashion thing with him. Like, what are we doing here? Is that like a part of the brand building in terms of trying to get people's like?
I hope so.
Their money up in terms of player likeness or whatever. Image and likeness. Look at Hooker, man. He's wearing Jordans. Those are cool.
Oh, Lord. I'm over it.
It's tough. How many games does Tennessee need to win this year to like make you feel good about the football program? Just as we sit here right now on June 23rd. Is there a number?
All of them? I don't know.
That's not true. 8-4.
Just don't be embarrassing, I guess.
If they went 8-4 and had like one, you know, pretty good win, because their schedule is easy, like we've said that 100 times, but like if they had 8-4, pretty good win, I'd feel pretty good. I'd get excited about the next year. I would.
I wouldn't be excited, but I'd be content if I saw a 500 record.
So 6-6 would be like, okay, it's fine.
I'd be content.
Okay, yeah.
Not super excited or sure. Even proud.
Just not mad?
Yeah.
You said yours was what, Draven?
I'd say 8 wins. Ooh. Maybe 7.
8 wins, maybe 7. Cam, you said all of them.
I guess I would be fine if you just win the – I don't know. I guess 7, somewhere in there. Like, what are you going to lose? You're going to lose Bama, Georgia, Florida, and somebody else.
What a tough time this is going to be. We come off baseball, all that excitement, all that juice, and now football's next.
You need Vitello to
football's
stay.
Down
need,
the road.
You need Rick Barnes to be good.
Yeah.
This basketball team.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody's going to forget about baseball in a couple months, and everybody's going to be back on football, just so like they sad. Always do, and then everybody's going to be mad at football again, and it's going to repeat the cycle.
I get so depressed every time I hear about it or think about it. When's the last good Tennessee football story we've had?
I don't know. Pruitt being fired.
There you go.
Honestly.
I don't even know how good that one felt. I mean, like, it maybe felt good for a day or two, yeah. But, like, now that obviously you know what happened with the, well, it's coming with sanctions on top of it, like.
Yeah. I guess when we hired Danny White that first day, we were like, this
good.
Is cool.
And this guy's and he's a moron, too.
Yeah. We're a tie.
What do we know?
The first day, Fulmer became interim AD?
Oh, no, I hated that.
Really? It's just a good name, you know, the glory behind Phil's name.
I knew he was scheming. He just wanted money. He wasn't doing this program any favors.
You got overrated and underrated topics, Cam.
Yeah.
No, let's do that. Let's move on. See ya.
All right. Who's ready to play overrated, underrated?
Honestly, I'm not even in the mood anymore. Yeah, that did Ryan, you get ready to hop in on a couple of these because I'm just disgusted.
Oh, okay.
Come on, John.
Let's play. Let's go.
All right. Well, first topic we have is sunsets.
Go ahead, Dre.
Sunsets are completely overrated. They happen all the time. I mean, like, what else is there to say? They really do. They happen all the time. We always overhype them. And then what makes them more overrated, Cam, what makes it worse is, like, when there's a really pretty sunset in the area, like East Tennessee area, like, you have, like, 8-10 people, like, posted on something, man. You see the sunset 10 different times. Not to mention, you get to see it. And you're like, yeah, that's pretty. And then you got to see it. Everybody has to post a picture of a sunset. It's like, man, we get it. Like, again, that happens all the time. You get sometimes a little pretty, like, purple in there color. Get that weird-looking orangey-yellow color. Like, yeah, okay. It's overrated. Sunset's completely overrated.
But isn't there some solace? Isn't that a part of the beauty, knowing that it happens every day? A constant in life? One of the things you can rely on. Sun goes up.
Not always, though. I mean, sometimes down. It's cloudy. Sometimes it's raining.
Sun's still setting, though.
Don't get to see it.
Not always. I mean, you literally just said it happens every day. You just said that.
It does. I'm just saying, don't always get to see it.
Right. But I mean.
And then when it does happen, it's like it just gets completely overblown.
You catch it at the right moment. It just reminds you just about, like I said, the constants in life. It's beauty. The scenery around it obviously depends, you know, helps it matter.
Yeah.
I think the sunrise may be a little bit cooler. I think I like the sunrise a little bit better, so I'll say sunsets are a little underrated because I think the sun rising is kind of cooler.
That is true. And also when you get up for a sunrise, it makes you feel a little bit better. Getting up a little extra early, yeah, too, sometimes.
So for that reason, Cam, I'll say slightly overrated, although I think a good sunset's important. The older you get, Draven, the more you'll appreciate these things.
Is that right?
Yeah,
trust me. The little things, huh?
Yeah. The beauty of it, though, is that moment just where you're just in awe. When you're just slowing down,
yeah,
it's something that's completely out of your control, but it's still putting a smile on your face, still letting you enjoy the individual moment.
I don't know.
I think they're pretty. I love staring at a sunset on the back porch.
I don't know if I've ever been in awe.
Really?
Maybe I just haven't been in the right place to be awe, but I do like to take some time and self-reflect.
Yeah. And you might as well look at something pretty.
The sunset ending the day. You stop and just think on the day, and you stop and just think, okay, well, it's time to get up and do it again tomorrow.
That's sad.
Not every moment in life
kind of sad. Well,
it's okay to feel the entire range of emotions, Draven. You don't have to be happy all the time. If you were happy all the time, then you would just eventually become numb to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Just be normal.
Appreciate the little things.
Every day. See it every day.
Rule 32.
It's like Zombieland.
All right, next up. We have watching swimming in the Olympics.
I will say that it's become overrated probably. I got to go overrated simply because I can't name any male swimming stars. I mean, I know Lochte didn't qualify. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you got Ledecky, but I mean, she's so much better than everybody. I feel like she's just going to dominate at the Olympics. It was really cool, like with Michael Phelps, because you had storylines and there's a build-up. Like right now, I don't know who the stars are of swimming, so I got to go. It's going to be a little overrated. I like watching swimming. Again, that relay race in 2008 was one of my best sports moments. That was pumped. You know, that got you pumped. That the whole country came together for that. The whole world was watching. It was a big moment. But other, like the years afterwards, didn't really hit the same. I think we've seen the best of Olympic swimming.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah, I'm going to say overrated. I don't even know the last one I watched. I didn't even watch the – what year did you say? What year was that?
2008.
Oh wait, was the Michael Phelps like quest?
Michael Phelps, for yeah.
Got a little breaking news though. I got to get you into. Appreciate Tanner for sending this in. According to LSU's beat tweet, Glenn Gabol, the finalists for the LSU baseball coaching job are Arizona's Jay Johnson, East Carolina's Chris Godwin, Notre Dame's Link Jarrett. What a name! What kind of name is that? Link Jarrett.
Link Jarrett.
And Tony Vitello is not on the list.
Oh. Hey.
So it does appear that like
all right.
Sigh of relief.
I don't know if that means like there's no interest from LSU to Tony Vitello. If Tony Vitello told them like, hey, I'm not interested. But you know, Arizona's Jay Johnson looks like a star. It doesn't look like they'll go past ECU's Cliff Goodwin because he's an LSU guy and he's been pretty good at ECU. So like I'd say Maneri wants him to come back. All right, so good news there.
Nice.
Back to overrated, underrated. What were we talking about?
Swimming. Watching the Olympics, swimming. I think it is overrated. I'm not a big pool person, swimming guy. Just any of the aquatic stuff. I'm not about
anything
it.
Outside.
I would crush you in a swimming race.
Yeah, you would. I can't swim very well. Yeah. I can't swim very well. I feel like I'm at least somewhat athletic. Pretty good movement. Pretty good, you know.
sometimes.
Rhythm to me. Sometimes. What do you mean sometimes? You never see me.
I've seen you dance. I saw you drop a couple passes outside.
You're so full of. You never see me.
I saw you try to kick a field goal.
I watched you try to kick a field goal. That's true. You didn't come close to that. What was it? We played 30 seconds of basketball together before you went down. So, I mean, like.
I got injured, first of all.
I know, but your shot didn't look
out
very.
Out here in flip flops trying to kick a football.
Your
but
shot,
okay, yeah.
Your shot didn't look very good in warm ups.
Oh, Adam, you're so full
Adam
of it, man.
Adam Hickman from The Drive said that, like, he has not been very impressed with your basketball skills
Adam
you guys
was
play
so
together.
Bad. Adam was so bad.
Well,
that,
him being
that
bad doesn't change the fact
that
you
guy
might be
that
bad.
You don't want basketball expertise from, okay. To say the least. Oof.
Either way.
I admit it. I said I'm not a good swimmer. It's not like I'm sitting here trying to say I am. You got me. You could probably outswim me.
Fair enough.
Congrats.
All right. Next up we have frozen lemonade.
Ugh. Overrated. Who the hell likes frozen lemonade? Like the little popsicle things? Or like, what are we talking about? What's frozen lemonade?
Like you eat it with a...
Like a little thing you scoop out.
Yeah, they have
the hell would I want one of those? Just give me a snow bit.
They are so expensive.
Give me a snow cone instead. Give me actual ice cream instead. Who the hell wants frozen lemonade?
Frozen lemonade is good.
I know, but I feel like in that genre of things, like there's so many things better.
It's the perfect combo on a hot summer day. 95 degrees. No.
Ice cube. Give me frozen water. Give me a little ice cube.
This is the perfect. It's literally, it's like a lemonade slushy is basically what it is. Lemonade, I don't know about you guys, but I think lemonade's very refreshing. It's a very refreshing drink on a hot summer day.
Too sweet. Overrated.
What are you talking about too sweet? What kind of lemonade are you drinking?
How do we make lemonade the go-to, like, thirst quenchers? Because little kids are outside selling it. We're trying to, like, make them. Like, by the way, those kids are charging $1 for their damn sugary water. They don't know how to mix lemonade. The parents ought to be ashamed of themselves letting their kids go there and try to rob the working
it's
man.
It's illegal, too. They don't even have business licenses.
Well, I'm not going to be a Karen. I'm not going to call. That did happen. That is kind of where
that
the Karen kind of
yeah.
help come
yeah.
from. I'm not going to like call the cops on them, but they ought to be. I ought to for robbery, trying to sell me a little cup of lemonade for $1.
What the hell's your problem with lemonade, man?
It's just not that good. There's better drinks. There are better drinks.
Frozen lemonade's good.
Gatorade, a water.
Love some lemonade.
Ice cream.
The best. What's the best Gatorade flavor? It's the lemon lime. Mm-hmm. It's like lemon. Yes,
I think that's the best one.
Yes, no doubt. I bet if you took a poll, people would say lemon, too. That was the original Gatorade.
I think that's why people would say it is. But
well,
I don't think
exactly.
I don't think that means it's the best.
What's better? The Arctic Blue or whatever?
I do like. I think
the blue ones are
like
so overrated.
I like Glacier Blue.
Glacier Ice.
Blue.
Oh, Glacier Ice. You know, I think the orange is pretty good. I like the orange.
Purple's nice.
No.
I like the purple.
I really just kind of stick between the blue.
I can't believe you're trying
orange.
To sit here and say that lemonade is not for
it's
summer. It's not a summer intention.
No, I mean, I understand it. No, it is. I think, you know, we kind of try to push it down our throats and make it seem better. Like, don't get me wrong. I still prefer lemonade to, like, sweet tea.
Didn't Chick-fil-A have, like, a frozen
so
lemonade?
If lemonade was so good, they wouldn't try to make you mix it with sweet tea.
Who's making you mix it?
An Arnold Palmer
almost
hits
everyone.
Nice, though.
No. Yeah. The Arnold Palmer, they had to try to combine the two because both were inferior drinks by themselves. They need to team up.
I think sweet tea is doing just fine these days.
I don't know why they want to put lemonade in.
I drink lemonade at work. Hydrates me. Keeps me focused, in fact.
Hydrates you. You get that sugar.
You get a little.
It's the Minute Maid lemonade. The Minute Maid lemonade's good, too.
That's the worst kind.
What are you talking about?
The Minute Maid? Like the one that, like the can of lemonade and like the bottle?
I mean, sometimes it comes in a can,
absolutely
yes.
Not.
The can is garbage.
That
I will
so
say the
bad.
Can is so
that
bad.
That's so bad.
Country time.
It's the only lemonade we have on the machine.
I mean, that's fine.
It's good.
You got to do what you got to do, but no thanks on the lemonade for me.
Have you ever had frozen lemonade?
Yeah, I've had the little cups. We're talking about like little cups you like scoop out of. Like,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about little cups. You keep telling me little cups. What are you talking about?
Have you ever had frozen lemonade this drink?
Like the little cups. Like, yeah, are you just talking about like cold lemonade or like frozen lemonade?
No, I'm talking about, I've had like frozen lemonade where it's like a slushy lemonade,
no,
right?
No, that's a slushy.
Frozen lemonade comes like in little ice cream cups that you like.
You get them
like
at an amusement park.
You ever been to a sporting event?
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Drink one and you eat the other. I don't know. Either way, I don't like frozen lemonades, the one you're talking about either. Those are just slushies or margaritas, but like whatever.
Not necessarily, but
I don't
yeah.
think you know what you're talking about.
Frozen lemonade.
Yeah, the little cups that you eat.
Well, that's even better than I was more referring to like a slushy lemonade.
Like what you get at Sonic or something.
Yeah.
Give me a snow
cone. Or like, and like I said,
how good is
Chick-fil-A
ice?
Had this.
Who the hell's? I give you shaved ice or a frozen lemonade. Which one are we picking? The cherry shaved ice is going to win 11 times out of 10. 11 times that. I want a snow bed.
Yeah, you're making me want to go to Pelican's.
I know what you guys are
right
talking about. I know what you guys are talking about. The soft, soft frozen lemonade.
But the only catch about those is they melt quick, because usually the days you get them, it is hot as heck outside. So it's already like a soupy little something by the time you're getting those last couple bites.
I love lemonade.
How about flavored lemonades, Draven?
Enough talk about lemonade. Anything?
All right. Next up we have visors.
I mean, the visor seems kind of pointless, right? To me, can you just wear sunglasses? Like, what is the visor bringing you? Like, protection of your nose, I guess? Is that the big benefit? Like, if you're trying to keep your nose from having skin cancer? Like, I mean, that happens to some people sometimes. If you're out in the sun too much, you don't have your nose protected, because sometimes you don't wear sunscreen, and, you know, after years and years of having your nose beaten down, you'll develop skin cancer there. But otherwise, the visor doesn't protect the top of your head. Your head's going to get sunburnt. Trust me. Just wear a hat, bro.
Or
wear sunglasses.
No.
To me, the visor does inferior things. It's worse than sunglasses about keeping the sun out of your eyes, and it's worse than a hat about protecting your head. I don't get the point of it.
Because some people, as I've said, I believe last week when we talked about hats, I don't look good in a hat, man. I look better in a visor, though.
I don't look good in a visor either, I bet.
Whatever, man.
Only like a handful of people look good in visors.
Who?
You might be one of them.
A couple golfers.
I can rock a visor because my hair poofs out.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's for people that have the hair that poof out.
Sure, a couple people. A couple people.
I look better in a visor. Imagine, just instead of my hair would be able to kind of, you know, come out a little.
So what would you do with your hair? Just put the visor under your hair and then you got the hair going over
the top? I'll probably put the hair up and then put the hat on, yeah.
And I think you'd look stupid in a visor if you do that. No offense.
Is your hair like draping over the edges of the
visor?
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering.
Like,
or is it shorter hair in this scenario?
I mean,
you got some pretty long bangs in the front, I'm asking. Is the visor going under those?
Oh, no, I'd push it back like this, and have the hat on, and then the hair would be, kind of sticking up
get a couple grays up there.
Stressing me out, man. Stressing me out.
I mean, some people look good in visors. I think most people don't, though. So I'm going to go overrated.
I think it's a good alternate for a hat. So I'll say underrated. My dad wears visors all the time, man.
I bet he looks great in them.
Yeah.
I bet he would tell you the same thing. Son, you can't pull it off. My dad wore cowboy hats. He looked great in those. He would tell me I couldn't pull it off. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. Last call on the other side. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program. Bringing you up to speed. Tony Vitello not on the list of finalists for the LSU job. LSU after Arizona, ECU, or Notre Dame's coach, according to LSU reporters. Big win for Tennessee baseball. They needed one after they went 0-2 over the last couple games, but it looks like Vitello's going to get his money and get his hopeful renovation plan approved. And Tennessee fans don't have to worry about losing their most successful coach on campus right now. That seems good.
Feel better?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I feel like, you know, I said at the beginning of the show, if I had to bet, I would still bet on Tony staying.
Yeah.
I didn't buy into all the hysteria. But I wasn't like 100% convinced or anything. So, yeah, no, I feel better. Also got a little breaking news in the NBA as the Boston Celtics have found their coach. Apparently they are hiring Brooklyn Nets assistant M.A. Udoka as the franchise's new coach. So Brad Stevens makes his second move, got rid of Kemba, and now he has found his head coach. Do we know anything about M.A. Udoka?
No, he played in the league for a while.
No, not really. He gets to go coach a team that stinks. That's about it. That's all I got.
Let's see, played with the Knicks, 2006, Trailblazers, Spurs, Kings, Spurs.
Now, I remember him in the league.
Yeah, and he's been an assistant coach. He was an assistant for the Spurs for 7 years, with the Sixers this past year.
Part of the Greg tree.
And the Nets as well.
He went from he spent 2 years with the, or 1 year with the Sixers, and then, he got to the Nets this past year.
Yep.
And then, part of the Greg tree, which I guess is why he went with the Sixers and had the 1 year of Brett Brown there. And then, went 1 year with the Brooklyn Nets, and now he is The head coach of the Boston Celtics, Cam, says joins a bad team, which, I mean, they don't have, they're not in a good position as they were 3 or 4 years ago. Although I will say that, like, hey, they probably still feel okay about having Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah, they got a couple pieces.
It does say Udoka, I guess he coached with Popovich on the Team USA. They said a lot of the Celtics players were impressed by him after working under him with Team USA in the world. So,
okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, the idea is that maybe he could be, could relate to players and then go ahead and, maybe
still young too. Tatum, 43.
Keep young players, right? Relate to the players better. I don't know how it's going to go for a first-year head coach. Like, he's never done it before. It seems like a hire that would maybe worry me a little bit, although we've talked about it. There's not a lot of guys with head coaching experience that you would look at and say is a great fit here. Like,
right.
Can't hire Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. I thought the idea of hiring Lloyd Pierce was the dumbest thing in the world. Like, that quickly went away. So, like, I don't know. Like, Chauncey Billups, maybe. Chauncey Billups drafted by the Celtics.
One thing I'm seeing that's really interesting over here is he was the key for LaMarcus Aldridge deciding to join the Spurs in 2015.
Yep.
He played with him on the Trailblazers. Which, so big people's guy, big players coach.
At least with Aldridge. I mean, he'll have to go land somebody bigger than that in Boston before I give him that reputation.
Okay.
Because I would say that the people he's played with in his career have kind of started to wind down. His last year in the pros was 2011. So, like, I don't know how many 06, 07 Blazers or 09, 10 Kings or Spurs are still left in the league. So we'll see how he relates. Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, I mean, like, you have the report from Woj that the players liked him and were impressed at his time with Team USA. So maybe he can be somebody that can recruit some players. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Cam, what do you got for us?
I got couples therapy gone wrong.
Not good. Stop. Is this about Ben Zobrist? Stop.
No.
Oh,
that hurt my heart.
Did you? Ben Zobrist one's probably better than this. I meant to talk some baseball today. We had a crazy baseball night last night. Just pitchers going crazy. We'll see what happens for an encore tonight. But what do you got, Cam?
I got to save the relationship. A Ukrainian couple decided to handcuff themselves to each other, and they did so for 123 days, and then immediately broke up once the handcuffs came off.
Oh, I saw this.
So basically a Ukrainian couple decided, oh, our relationship stinks. You know what would save it? Let's handcuff ourselves to each other. So they did that. Did everything together, bathroom, shower, everything. They would even accompany each other to work. The girl ended up having to quit her job as a nail technician because clients weren't comfortable with her boyfriend basically just hovering there as well. Stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, we thought this would bring a ray of sunshine into our cloudy coupledom, but it basically just turned it even worse. And it says, as soon as we'd find one plus in a situation, there'd be two more minuses right behind it.
Is M.A. Udoka married to Nia Long? Is that a thing?
Is that a thing?
Or is it an old thing, maybe? I don't know. He must be a good recruiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says since 2010.
Yeah, so they never got married, but... Yeah, long-time lovers. Good for him. He can recruit.
Okay, shout to him.
Yeah, he can recruit. Good job for him.
This was a good hire.
Yeah, this story isn't as bad as what happened to poor Ben Zobrist. Won a World Series with the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. And Royals.
And Royals, okay.
Back-to-back.
And Royals. Talks about him and his wife going through problems, having marriage counseling at the church, and then the pastor at the church had given them the advice that they needed some time apart from each other, give each other space, and that was the pastor could be having sex with his wife.
Yeah. Oof.
No.
Yeah, to which that's come out, in the last couple of days, so that'd be pretty tough for Ben Zobrist. Oof. That one seems worse.
Maybe they should handcuff each other, too.
I don't think he wants to be around her. I don't think that's the way to go there. That's pretty tough. Congrats. I figured you would have the AMC story, Cam, as AMC, since you're a part owner of AMC.
Yes, I am.
They're giving out free, or not free, but they're giving out all-you-can-eat popcorn. Let's see. What are they doing here?
To the stockholders?
All-you-can-eat popcorn for the rest of June. unlimited refills when you purchase any size traditional popcorn. So you can buy small and get all you can eat, which, I mean, I guess that's not that big of a deal because the small is already $7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you save a couple dollars.
See, that's why I am a part owner of a company that does think for the people.
Although I will say, you know, with the Fast and Furious 9 coming out tomorrow.
I'm going to have to go watch it in IMAX because they put a Jurassic World trailer only on the IMAX. And so now I'm like, ugh, now I have to go see it. They trapped me. It's a trick. They bamboozled me.
Excited about the movie, John?
It looks a little silly.
This one looks silly, huh?
But I'm excited. I'll have fun. I'll have fun with it.
Don't let Draven bring you down.
I'm not letting Draven bring me down.
He doesn't even know who the Ying Yang.
The John Cena angle is bringing me down a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That one's got me a little worried. But either way, it's fine. Yeah. It's no big deal. Good job by you guys today. Oh, pouring rain. And which game is this?
Hungary, Germany, I think.
I need Germany to score in the first half, so hopefully the rain doesn't stop them.
I need them to win in the second half, too, so we could double that up.
Russell Smith and Drive Guys coming up next.